Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight at Life, the Place to Be on Lawrence Street in Ardsley. Well, we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, your wealth managed to a fiduciary standard, White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that Service built, and Accorda Therapeutics. Life, science. Well, what fun are we having tonight? Life, the Place to Be, is the name of the place where we are. And it's an incredible, well, it was a sort of a refurbished, a warehouse. And it was turned into something where people can have fantastic parties for their kids, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, the sweet 16, maybe even weddings, who knows. And also there's a bar here. But tonight there's a specific reason we're here, and it's a good one. Spring into business networking party for the Hudson Barter Exchange, a group of people that we really have come to know and really admire over the past year or so, learning more about what it is, the Barter Exchange that they hold here. And so tonight, my very first guest happens to be the assistant treasurer and the HR manager at Westchester Broadway Theater, a beloved icon of Westchester County. Hi, Jeff LaFreire. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, okay, where do we start? Well, first of all, you're here, but you work at the Westchester Broadway Theater. What a great place.
It's a great place.
How long have you been there?
I've been there 30 plus years.
Wow. So I started going there, because after I graduated with my degree in theater, I would go there a lot as a girl right out of college. And I was always so amazed by it that it actually worked. The whole concept of eating dinner while watching a show, and the food was good, and the performances were outstanding. I guess that's why you've been there.
44 years we're in business.
44 years. And so you're part of, treasury and HR, but you've seen everything over there.
I've seen everything. I've done everything but act.
Is that true?
I started as a waiter.
And they didn't need, pull you up for some kind of extra
tried.
Or
like,
make you be
no.
a tree or something like that? That's terrific. But is it family-owned or is it?
It is family-owned.
It is. And that says a lot about it, too. We love the small family-owned businesses, but actually Westchester Broadway Theater is very big. How many seats in the house?
450 seats.
Okay, so that technically makes it off-Broadway, right?
Correct.
Because you have to have 500 to be Broadway.
I believe so.
Stipulation, something like that. That's terrific. So you've been there for 30-some years, and now you're here, though, at the Hudson Barter Exchange. Pourquoi?
Right. We've been part of the Barter Exchange for probably about 8 years. Easy, I think it was.
And tell us what it is that you do. You barter tickets?
We have bartered. Yes, we've bartered a few things over the years.
Like what? Maybe possibly even your space sometimes? Do you ever rent out your space?
The space? Well, we do, yes. We haven't done it through the barter yet. We've done it for carpeting and tile work and cleaning.
How amazing. In exchange for free tickets.
Right.
That is, I love the whole concept. I'm surprised that more people in the universe don't live like this. And who knows, maybe one day we'll get back to that whole thing again. Tell us about the process at the Hudson Barter Exchange. What do they do to make it easy for you? It's not necessary, you're not necessarily calling up a tiler and saying, hey, I'll give you tickets for that. They kind of act as the broker for you, right?
Right. I'm not the one that actually does it, but I think, I don't know if they called right here, they'll give you some recommendations for what you need. And go from there. You pick who you want.
That's exciting. And so tonight's the spring of, networking party,
event, right?
The business networking party. So you get to meet people that perhaps you've bartered with but never actually got to meet face-to-face.
Right,
face-to-face.
The first person I walked into, we just bartered with them.
Oh, that's so great. See, that's exactly why something like this is so important and a lot of fun, too. And what a great place this is. I've never been here, but it is super cool. Have you been here before?
I have. They've done an event. I think it was last year they did one here.
They did also. There's a great bar here. It's got this real industrial feel. You've got some bowling alleys and some arcade stuff going on. But here tonight for the Hudson Barter Exchange are business owners meeting one another, some of them for the very first time. I don't want to take away from you getting your first cocktail of the
That's
evening.
Okay. I'll need it after this.
Frank LaFreire, great to meet you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on a huge, wonderful career.
Thank you.
Long time. It's very rare these days. to say that you've been somewhere that long. It must be a lot of fun.
I don't know where the time goes. It goes very quick.
Well, it's great. Thank you so much for kicking us off tonight.
Thank you.
Westchester Good Talk luck. Radio. Yes, we're once again, we're at the Spring Into Business Networking Party at Life, the place to be in Ardsley, New York. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. We were broadcasting live from Life, the place to be. It's a fantastic party palace, so to speak, in Ardsley, New York. And we're being produced today by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, electrical contractor, Genesis Exhibits, trade show displays, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Health Living and Social Responsibility. Well, tonight's event, Spring Into Business Networking Party for the Hudson Barter Exchange, I think it's one of two events that they hold a year, and this is a great way for people within the exchange and the barter community to actually meet each other up close and personal, because that doesn't always happen, I would imagine, in some of the transactions. Others, yes, some no, but I'm happy to have with me today a real magical kind of guy. His name is Magic Dave, David First. He's a magician, and welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
So are you a magician specifically in Westchester County, or do you travel?
I go all over the world. I do magic and mind reading, and I have a photographic memory, and wherever the event is, that's where I go.
Oh, that's fascinating.
So, no matter where, anywhere in the world.
That's fabulous. And so why do you come to the Barter Exchange? I'm assuming to barter, but tell me about your experience with Hudson Barter Exchange.
Well, barter is great because you get to meet people, you get to work with other people, develop relationships. You never know who you're going to meet or where it'll lead to. So I find it fascinating, and every time I show up, everyone always wants me to perform, and I'm always happy to do magic for everybody.
That's exciting. But you said magic and mind reading.
Yes. As a mentalist, it's magic of the mind. So instead of just doing sleight of hand, I like to do magic of the mind, where people can think of things and I can read them and tell them stuff, and people just are blown away by that.
Can I put you to the test, like right here, right now?
Sure.
What would you do in order to solicit or some type of mind reading?
I would say
reading?
To you, think of a playing card, any card that you like.
Okay.
Don't pick the Ace of Spades.
Okay.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
If I was doing my second choice, was your card the Queen of Hearts?
No.
What was it?
It was the Eight of Clubs.
You know how I know? See, when you brought me here on the radio, there's a deck of cards on the table. Before I came over, I have a deck of cards. They're all here. 52 cards.
Right.
And if you look, predicted that I knew you would say that, because 8 is the infinity symbol and means good luck. If you look, there is one card face down in the deck right here. And that would be amazing if that was your card. But let's take it out. I'm going to show you. And yet, to be honest, there is your 8 of clubs.
No.
Because everyone picks the 8 of clubs.
Everybody does?
Except when they don't. But I knew you would because you're very talented and we have a good connection.
Oh, my goodness. That did it. I'm sold. I'm sold.
I couldn't have done it without you.
That's terrific. How can people find you? So you, do you also do kids parties, adult
I do
events?
A lot of corporate work, kid parties, bar mitzvahs, birthdays, weddings, anywhere there's people at an event.
Terrific.
Any age.
How many years have you been doing this for, Magic Dave?
I've been doing Magic since I was a little kid, so.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Love it. And they
it's not
me.
A dying art, is it?
No, I think Magic is very popular now because it's very creative. You use imagination, and it's visual, and Magic is timeless.
And that's right. It is timeless. It is. What a wonderful gift you bring to the world, and I hope you have a great time bartering tonight. Maybe you'll meet somebody that you've exchanged some stuff with.
Sure. And you want me to tell them how they could contact me?
Absolutely. Please
sure.
do.
Sure. They could call me on my cell at 914-649-4246. And my email is very simple. It's magicdave@AOL.com.
MagicDave@AOL.com. That's an easy one,
yes.
And that's great. And I'm sure if you Google Magic Dave, you'll come up.
Or David First, the first name in Magic.
Yes,
F-E-R-S-T.
F-E-R-S-T. David First, the first name in Magic. Wonderful stuff. So nice to meet you today.
Thank you for having me. It's great.
Yes, have a wonderful time tonight.
I will.
I hope you get lots of business.
I'm going to go perform and blow people's minds and put smiles on people's faces.
Well, you blew mine today, so seriously, I'm really serious. That blew my mind. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being here, David. It's a great night tonight. Spring into Business Networking Party, where it's not just about business. It's about fun, too. Bartering is a special, unique way to really, truly get your needs met in terms of whatever it is that you perhaps don't want to spend money for, but you have something to offer in exchange. I think it's a brilliant idea, and Hudson Barter Exchange knows how to do it and do it right. And so today's event is a real great celebration and tribute to that. Lots of people mingling and mixing over cocktails and hors d'oeuvres. It's a wonderful night in Ardsley at Life, the place to be. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. From the heart of Italy.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from Life, the place to be, on Lawrence Street in Ardsley, New York. Well, we're being produced today by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years, J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement, Michael Labriola Incorporated, their last name is the first name in landscape, and Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and a new pool expansion. Well, you talk about expansive. Life, the place to be. I mean, you walk in here and it is. It's just a whole big place of life going on here for what is the spring business networking event for the Hudson Barter Exchange, a really wonderful, wonderful organization. And this is giving people who are members of the Barter Exchange a chance to meet each other face to face in sort of a happy atmosphere because they do exchange all the time in a business way. But today is a chance to really get to know one another. Well, I am extremely happy to be speaking with right now the owner of Life, the place to be. What an incredible outfit this is. Stephen Zuckerman, thank you so much for having us, by the way.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
This is your place. When, what, who, when, give us all the vitals. When did you open?
Life, the place to be has been here since May of 2019. We do about
2009. I was going to say, it hasn't even opened yet.
Right,
it looks so successful.
Oh, my gosh.
They haven't even opened yet. Okay, 2009.
Nine.
So a decade, you're doing 10 years
correct.
Now.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And but so what gave you the idea to do this? And this was obviously not a recreational place. Originally, it was some type of a warehouse.
Correct.
So, yes, what happened? How'd you get into this business?
My wife and I have been in the special events business for over 30 years, and we've been doing private and corporate events offsite for quite a while.
Okay.
When we opened up 10 years ago, the concept was very simple, to do catered events as well as a family fun center, and the family fun center is by day and the catered events are by night.
Oh, fantastic.
So when you have a 35,000 square foot warehouse that has all this wonderful space, it's just, you got to use it.
Did you have to build this out? I mean, it still has this industrial feel, but it's very cool. So was that part of the design?
It's a 100-year-old building, and I think some of the charm here is that people pull up to a big old-style brick warehouse. They have no idea what it is, and then they walk in, they're just, like, taken back from it.
Uh-huh.
And they're blown away by the vibe, and it's really about the vibe and the cool factor, the hip factor, but yeah.
Yeah, the lighting here is very...
Dress it up, dress it down.
Looks like so much fun. Is this bar always here?
Yes, that's a permanent structure there, sure.
Okay, so that's
cocktail
great.
Cocktail hours at larger functions or networking
Yes,
functions.
Fantastic. And you must, I mean, Westchester County, in terms of everything from bar mitzvahs to bat mitzvahs, weddings? Do you do weddings
sure,
here?
Absolutely.
So you'll do any type of event, corporate event, anything?
We'll go from baby showers, wedding showers, weddings.
Yes.
I've unfortunately done celebrations after funerals.
Right.
I've done charity events out the wazoo. And our business is really made up of 100 catered events a year and 300 kids' birthday parties.
That's incredible. So your room where people go, like if they have a wedding or a birthday party or something, how many people does it hold?
We can do, one of our rooms does up to 100 comfortably. So we have many events that come in there that are 40, 50, 60.
Yes.
Our larger space will do 250 comfortably. You can't combine the two to have 400.
Okay, wow, terrific. And so when somebody has, say, a wedding or a bar mitzvah or a 16th birthday party or whatever, do they have access to these fabulous arcade games in the bowling alley?
Yes, absolutely.
That is so neat.
Yeah, it's become more of an inclusive concept because we're a caterer. We have a liquor license. We also own a decorating company. We own an entertainment company. So we've created a concept that has made it, I want to call it a top-notch inclusive.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, I know that the HBX Water Group is using the fine china today.
Yes.
You know, they're on compost plates, you know, which is disposable.
Fantastic.
But yes, fine china all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So your mitzvah radio was something that we've been talking about doing because, you know, these parties, we have the ability to be a radio station that comes to your party.
Sure.
And the kids get to be interviewed and everything. So, but this is really an incredible idea. And for anybody who is throwing anything, in fact, I'm going to ask you, I have a friend who wants to throw a party and I want to get some information from you. Do you, personally though,
yes.
do you use Hudson Barter Exchange by any chance? Are you a member?
I would be, if you ask Kevin, I would say that I was in his first 100 members.
Really?
We opened up our doors when he was about 6 months old and I've been an active participant at HBX for
really?
A solid 10 years, sure.
Tell me how the experience is for you.
It's really, really nice. It's a nice family of people whereby they like to share their services, and if you keep it in the family and you don't have to exchange dollars, it does go a long way. I will do birthday parties at life. I'll barter a good chunk of a Sweet 16 or a quinceañera or a bar bat mitzvah. I've had clients come and say, yeah, I want to use a portion of my barter dollars. So we'll do a combination of barter and cash.
Okay.
One of the executives at Hearts and Barter is doing her daughter's four-year-old birthday party next week, actually, coming to Santa Lake.
Yes.
And then I've used it. I buy Broadway show tickets. I'll buy sports activities. I've sent my in-laws on a, I want to say it was a Norwegian cruise.
Really?
Sure.
I'm so intrigued by this. I just think it's something that makes so much sense, and the world is complicated and technical and impersonal as it gets. Yeah. Something about the whole barter exchange, and here at Hudson Barter Exchange, they've apparently got it down to a science, and yet it's still so very personal like you're describing.
It is. It's, you know, it's funny because I will always shoot an email to Kevin or Karen or somebody in the exchange, and if I need a window guy, if I need an electrician, if I need some obscure thing like a drain cleaner, you know, like just things that you would have no connection to. And in most instances, what happens is you're calling somebody cold. If you call somebody in the barter exchange, you know what? There's kind of that
trust factor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? They might be the best. They might not be the best. They might be somewhere in the middle, but they're going to give you better experience because of the relationship.
Part of that great team at Hudson Barter Exchange. What a great idea. Steven Zuckerman, wow, congratulations on 10 years of an amazing space.
Maybe we'll have you back for the 10-year anniversary party.
I think so.
OMG.
And it sounds like it could be really fun, actually. Oh, my gosh. It sounds great. Thank you so much once again for having us. This is a lot of fun. And great to meet you tonight. Once again, Steven Zuckerman, who is the owner of Life, the Place to Be, the multi-purpose party warehouse of 30,000 square feet. Am I right? 30,000?
34. Exact,
and it's really an incredible place. I'll tell you what. Everything's here. Website?
LifeTheplaceToBe.com.
There it is. LifeTheplaceToBe.com. All one word. This is a great day for the Hudson Barter Exchange at their networking party, Spring Into Business. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at Michael Labriola Inc.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from Life, the Place to Be in Ardsley, New York, a party place, and so much more. We are being produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Also, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. So tonight is a special occasion. It is the Spring Into Business Networking Party for the Hudson Barter Exchange, an absolutely fantastic organization that helps people to trade services, save money, and really make some incredible contacts. And I just think it's such a wonderful concept. And one of the members today who is joining us from right down the road, literally, Dr. Nitin Gupta. He is a pediatrician at Rivertown's Pediatrics in Dobbs Ferry. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Thank you so much.
So you have, I love the whole idea of Hudson Barter Exchange, but you also have a business that I think is phenomenal in what you do. Tell us all about your concierge pediatric business.
So Rivertown's Pediatrics is a full-service 24/7 pediatrics practice.
Yes.
It's really catered towards busy families. Parents shouldn't, they don't need to miss a day of work to come to my office. I do house calls. Appointments are really at the patient's convenience.
House calls. I'm just trying to remember back in the day, way before you were born, when that was kind of the norm. But then I honestly haven't heard about that again for like 30 years. So
what's old is new.
what's old is new, and but for a lot of good reasons, right? Yeah. So, like you said, not every parent has the ability to constantly take off work or take kids to out of school for appointments, things like all these types of things. So, I heard you have like a membership.
I do.
And tell us about that, because the pay structure is different, kind of like Hudson Barter Exchange. It's also different.
Yes.
In what way is Rivertown's Pediatrics different?
So it's a membership. Patients pay a monthly fee, or they can pay an annual fee. If they pay annually, there's a savings. But it's a monthly fee, and it's all inclusive. My monthly fee starts at $100 a month if you're 5 and older. That includes unlimited visits, texting, phone calls, house calls.
Wow.
It includes the vaccines, includes any point-of-care testing like strep tests, flu tests.
For $100?
Yeah.
Now, what happened to insurance? What happened to extra costs, co-pays, all this kind of stuff that just drives so many people crazy?
The reason why I can do it at only $100 a month is because I don't take insurance. Because what a lot of people don't understand is that insurance is expensive.
Yes, no kidding.
So for a practice to run on insurance, they are going to have hundreds of thousands of dollars of overhead. And for me, I don't know why I'm like the first pediatrician in New York to think about this, but kind of realized this isn't working out.
Right.
So to pay for that overhead, a lot of pediatricians they'll see 40 patients a day. You got 5 minutes with a doctor. You don't have any, and you can't get a same day appointment.
And you're paying, like for me, I'm paying $900 a month, single person.
Yeah.
I'm healthy.
That's the cost of having insurance. But what happens when, if you go see an insurance-taking doctor, you have a $30 copay. If you haven't met your deductible, you are paying out of pocket for that office visit, for that 5-minute office visit.
Right, you are. So, but for
me,
you,
yeah,
they're not paying. So no matter what kind of services they're getting from you or medication, what about that?
So medication, I still prescribe, and that's covered by their insurance.
I see. So they are insured, but you don't take insurance.
I just don't.
But you offer a service
so
for $100 a month.
The difference is I work for the patient, not the insurance.
Okay.
That's why all my patients get an hour-long appointment. If they need less, they tell me. Versus the other practices,
yes,
where if they need a longer appointment, they have to ask for that. For me, you've got an hour appointment, and you've got it when it's convenient for you. It's because I don't work for insurance.
That's so interesting.
So a lot of people don't realize that say a patient's working for a hospital. I mean, a doctor's working for a hospital group or they're a private group. But if they take insurance, they're working for the insurance company. They always abide by kind of what's covered, what's not covered
absolutely
by an insurance company. For me, it's none of that. I work for the patient.
Wonderful. So is urgent care the same thing? I've never been to one,
urgent
but is it that same type of idea?
Well, urgent care is typically go through insurances.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay, so you really are an anomaly, but in the best way possible. So you actually can give people up to an hour and go to their house.
Yes.
And so you must get to know. Now, you must have so many. How do you do it time-wise? I mean,
So that's another thing. Because I don't have the overhead of taking insurance.
Okay.
My overhead is basically my rent and my billing. My utilities and my malpractice.
Okay.
My overhead is extremely low, so I don't need to take thousands of patients.
I see.
So I prefer quality over quantity.
Yes.
So if I had a with a big practice where I'd have to have receptionists, billers, MAs, nurses.
Yes.
I'd have to see that many more patients to make up for that overhead cost. For me,
right,
I removed all of that.
It's incredible.
And it's just me and the patient.
And so is Rivertown's Pediatrics just you, Dr. Nitin?
So I opened up 6 months ago and had a great reception. Practice has been growing well. The one thing that my families kept asking was, I wish you had something for the adults.
Yes.
So
I was going to say
said,
the same thing.
Hold that thought. So 2 months ago, Dr. Lori Solomon of Innovix Medical, she was actually the first person. This is considered direct primary care.
Okay.
Basically working for the patient, not the insurance. She was the first physician to do it in Westchester.
Yes.
Now, she's family practice, so she sees the whole, from the babies to the geriatric.
Sure.
I'm the first pediatrician to do it in New York.
In all of New York?
All of New York. So,
oh my goodness.
When I opened my doors, first thing I did was I went to go get her blessing, because she was first. She was the pioneer here in Westchester. And I just kind of whispered in her ear, please come to my office. Please come to my office.
Yes.
Because there was actually a bigger need. Her office was in Scarsdale, but I live in Dobbs Ferry, and there was a bigger need for the adults to have access to their physician.
Yes.
24/7 in the river towns. A lot of people work in the city, so they don't get home till about 7 p.m. at night.
Yes.
So to be able to have an appointment for themselves at 7:30 or on 6 o'clock on a Sunday,
right?
That was worth it for them. So I brought in Dr. Lori Solomon and Dr. Rebecca Hirschberg. She's a child therapist.
Okay.
She recently wrote the Tantrum Survival Guide, and so it's
fantastic.
Yeah,
wow. So you guys are really you're directly affecting the community in such a positive way, in such a wonderful way.
Well, we need to support
filling
our families.
A need and fulfilling a need, and for somebody to know that if their child is sick, that you would literally, now is this true, come out in the middle of the night?
Yes. For instance, the other day I hopped over a fence to go do a house call.
This is really something. This is fantastic.
A lot of my patients actually live very close to me, so I can actually literally just walk over to their house.
What an incredible thing.
During that snowstorm in November.
I tell you what, you have really hit onto something that is absolutely such a need and is going to be so important. And I wish you many years of success. I don't even have to say that. It's a done deal, I would imagine. Now tell us why you're here today at the Hudson Barter Exchange. Are you a member?
And, I am.
And how does that work for you?
I don't know, actually.
Is this your first event?
Yeah, my first event. And yes, I am a member. Still not quite sure how the barter will work for me, but Kevin, the Hudson Barter Exchange, is quite charming, and he can.
Well, I would imagine if you needed a new roof or something,
there you go.
You could help their kid for
exactly.
3 months or something. I don't know, but I mean, I'm thinking, how would you do that? But this is very interesting stuff, and I want to tell everybody again the name of, Dr. Nitin Gupta is part of Rivertown Pediatrics. Rivertowns Pediatrics, because we're in the beautiful Rivertowns over here. Dobbs Ferry, specifically, such a beautiful place, and an incredible idea. You have what? How can people reach you? What are your handles?
It's the best is actually to email me at info@rivertownspeds.com.
PEDS.com. Okay. info@rivertownspeds.com. Wonderful. Or just Google it. Rivertowns Pediatrics.
Rivertowns. It's important to
keep the S there. All right. Thank you, Doctor,
so much.
It's been a real pleasure and really exciting here tonight for the Spring Into Business Networking Party. First time for Dr. Nitin Gupta, but probably not the last, that's for sure. And we're having a great time here at Life, the place to be in Ardsley, New York. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from Life, the place to be in Ardsley, New York. And this is for the Spring Into Business networking party for HBX, which is the Hudson Barter Exchange. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. Well, we've had a lot of different and interesting guests today here at this fantastic kind of one-stop shopping for event space, anything you need from corporate parties to kids' bar mitzvahs and everything in between. You can have it here at Life, the place to be. It's all under one roof, and it's a fantastic space. But the Hudson Barter Exchange is a place where people trade their wares. They trade their services, their goods and services, and I just think it's the most amazing concept, and I know that they have an incredible reputation for doing it right. My guest right now is Teresa Fernand. She's a psychic medium, and I'm so happy to be speaking with you, one of my favorite topics in the world. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Teresa, you are from Westchester originally?
I am.
And you are, do you practice your mediumship and psychic work here in Westchester, or are you all over the world and on social media? How do you work?
I would definitely say I'm more East Coast based, but I am definitely nationally and have clients internationally that call on the phone or Skype, of course.
Absolutely. That's the way to do it these days. Tell me, so when you say you're a psychic medium, which one do you have one that you favor more or one that you feel is more prominent than the other one? Your mediumship or your psychic abilities, are they both just one and kind of...
I've actually used those titles because I'm one in these and all these in one, I say. I like to go by anamorphic catalyst, and what that means is an anamorphic view. We all have a distorted view. It's our own personal story of how we view life, how we experience things. So my role when I meet with people, clients, businesses, is to expand their view. What are you not seeing? What's out of your periphery? So if I can bring with intuitive information, with psychic information, with messages from beyond, so to speak, then that is what I do.
Have you had this gift since you were a child? Is it something that grew over the years?
Yes, since a child. Growing up Italian Catholic, it was not a thing. I was called dramatic and nosy and in the business. So
yes,
it was definitely...
And now they're all calling you, right? Yes. The same people that were calling you nosy and in their business now want to get a reading with you, I'm sure.
Yes, so what I do, I like to consider myself an anamorphic catalyst versus a psychic medium. Those are all general terms that people are most familiar with, but an anamorphic catalyst is someone who expands your view.
Expands your field?
Or view.
View.
Yes.
Okay. So how would you do that then? You are still giving intuitive information, correct?
Absolutely.
And do you hear from spirit on the other side? And are you able to convey those messages from loved ones that have passed over? Is that the type of medium you are as well, or a different type of the clairvoyant?
I do. I believe that it comes in a multitude of forms, if you will. So I hear, I see, I smell, I taste, I clairescient, if you will. So there's a feeling or a claircognizant of knowing.
Yes.
So I like to tell people I just know what I know. I may not always be able to explain it because some people are like, well, are you talking to them? And I can easily give you psychic information that's happening with people that are living in process of passing on, as well as people that have already passed on. So whether you call that direct mediumship of spirit that has passed on, or if it's just clear channeled information, I think if it's, I just open a door and access information. And I often refer to it as they, as opposed to a spirit guide, or some people like to say angels, or some people say it's a direct loved one. I just feel like I have connection to information.
I see. That's wonderful. And when you do your sessions with people, are they normally private or do you do group readings? Do you do
everything?
You do everything.
It's always unique and different. So from public events, corporations, I've done Fashion Week in New York City. I've, you know, from Bloomingdale's to Macy's for events that they have for product launches. I don't need anything to read, so whatever they need me for, so dream analysis for launching a perfume that was called Scent of a Dream, or reading crystals because a cosmetic line had a crystal serum, for example. So really it doesn't matter the modality. Mm-hmm. It's just that I read people and I connect with people. That's the most, you know, easiest way of connecting or explaining it.
It's a wonderful thing. And I know that for myself, I've been working in this realm for many, many years in terms of interviewing people. I'm very intuitive myself, but I don't do that part for the living. But I host shows that have various types of clairaudient, clairsentient, and psychic readers as well. And like 10 years ago when I started, or 12, 15 years ago when I started, it was still not understood, and it was kind of hush-hush, and it was a little taboo. I am so happy to say that we have finally woken up to an extent, I believe, in this country, to really seeing it as a mainstream gift. Although not everybody has the gift, it's mainstream that people would have it and they're able to use it, and people are really, because a lot of people need help in one way or another. Some people go to therapists, other people go to psychologists, some people, you know, there are all these different things. But for me, it's always been, I really connect with people who are able to go on a much deeper level, right, and kind of see right into it. I don't know why, but I just really trust that process. Right. And I can tell a good one from one who doesn't quite have the gift. It's, I can kind of smell it from a minute away, a mile away. It's easy. But I'm just so happy that these are the days we live in where it's not so taboo, that people like you, Teresa, can literally go out into corporations and share your gift and help people. It's really about helping people, right?
Absolutely. Well, I think of it, we're all intuitive, and we have a gut feeling about walking into a place or liking a person or knowing that we've got the job or a direct connection. Oh, I was just going to call you. We all have that. We're not really taught how to use that. But this has been since the beginning of time how people intuited how to heal the sick or to, you know, birth and midwife a child and discover different things to eat or remedies and et cetera. So I explain it to people that not everyone can be a master chef and own a restaurant, but you certainly can learn how to cook. So it's a frequency. You have to tune in.
Right.
So dial your radio station, and if you don't like the song that's playing, you know, I tell people to change the station.
Right.
And that's where you play. So people, whether it's crystals, gems, cards, angels, whatever your modality for dialing in, uh-huh, is good for you. But I think that unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that limit and say, this is the rules, or mm-hmm, this is... So people should expand their view and question and challenge their very belief system.
Absolutely.
So that there is more to what they may learn or what they may think. So when people come and ask me things, I said, says who? Or if they're trained or they're certified as a medium, I said, who certified you? Mm-hmm. So I challenge those things because we have those abilities within ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. And you have a lot to teach. I can tell you have great teaching gifts in addition to your intuitive gifts as well. Such a pleasure meeting you, Teresa Fernand.
Likewise.
How can people get in touch with you to book any kind of reading or event with you?
They can find me on divinelycharmed.com or teresafernand.com. They can find me on Instagram. I have a Facebook page.
All at Divinely Charmed or with your name?
Both.
Both.
Both have the same entry point in. I had went by Divinely Charmed for a long time because I do read with something unique to me, which is called charms. And mm-hmm, they're like little metal pieces, and people get excited by it, and it's wonderful for people to look and feel. And that's psychometry about objects versus kind of images on a card.
Absolutely.
And that are written with word. This is all completely, you know, a different experience. So
wonderful. Divinelycharmed.com, and also Teresa Fernand. It's like Fernando, but without the O on the end. Teresa Fernand. So nice to meet you.
Likewise.
And
thank you
so much. And yes, hopefully we'll get to see you out and about in Westchester or beyond. And,
yes,
and
June 2nd, we'll be at the Free Spirit Expo, and I will be a keynote speaker there. It's
Where
a wonderful,
is this?
It is in the Ossining area. I don't have the address handy.
Okay, it's called Free Spirit Expo.
Yes, find it.
On June 2nd?
On June 2nd.
Okay.
And it's a big Westchester event, and it's going to be fantastic. It's charity-based. And
beautiful.
Check it out.
Will you be doing readings or teaching?
I am a speaker, but I am considering doing some readings for we're kind of working it out
working
how it's going
it
to be, but I
Very
definitely
good.
Will be speaking there.
Oh, I predict it's going to be a really great event. Well done. Thank you so much, Teresa Fernand, Divinely Charmed, and
yes,
thanks for being here.
Find my page, because yes. I do, every Tuesday, it's called Tuesday's Charm, and kind of share some innate wisdom, and it gets a lot of people thinking, and again, expanding their view. That's the biggest work that I do, is getting you to see outside the box, or outside of your experience.
Your own box, exactly.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Teresa. Wonderful to be here tonight at the Hudson Barter Exchange. And by the way, are you exchanging with members here, or is this your first time at one of these networking events?
No, I've been a member for probably 2.5 years now, and Kevin and Karen are great. And
it's been a good experience.
Oh, a fabulous experience.
So
yes.
You get services, and then you'll maybe give a reading,
yes.
or a party,
yes.
or something like
for
that?
For example, someone had a very large Christmas party, and they hired me to, not a Christmas party, a Halloween party.
Uh-huh.
And I provided entertainment and experience for that, and they bartered with that experience, because their business had, banked money in the exchange. So it's really
fantastic.
A cool concept here.
It really is. Wonderful stuff. And once again, it's been so great to be here at the Hudson Barter Exchange at VitLife, the place to be, which is in Ardsley, New York, on Lawrence Street. A wonderful night had by all. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.